Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. March came in like a lion this week, but thankfully, that lion was pretty much toothless. The most severe part of the storm threat managed to skip over our area. A few issues were reported with brief power outages in parts of Columbus County. Traffic lights in parts of Whiteville were also knocked offline for a while. Rainfall amounts range from 66/100ths of an inch to just over an inch across the county. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley is keeping an eye on the weather for us. As always, you can check out his daily local weather updates on our website, and you can also follow him on social media for breaking weather news. County Manager Eddie Madden said the State Auditor's Office is investigating Columbus County's experiences with the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. Multiple complaints have been filed against NCOR contractors here. The state agency is more than $200 million in the red, with less than half its projects statewide completed. Legislators have put new strict guardrails in place with an additional $217 million in funding. They plan to shut down the agency after all the work is finally completed. County commissioners on Monday tabled two controversial agenda items. A memorandum of understanding regarding financial reporting from the sheriff's office was held over until a future meeting. It would require quarterly financial reports from the sheriff's office to show they were staying within their budget. Commissioners also tabled a proposal that would have regulated recreational vehicles and camper trailers used as home. The proposed rule was designed for single-set RVs, not illegal campgrounds, but a number of residents spoke out against campers that are being used as permanent residences and makeshift trailer parks. The board will further discuss the proposals and possibly more regulations at a future meeting. An Econa fire truck was destroyed and another one seriously damaged Monday after a fire at the Powerways fire substation. Chief Victor Jacobs said the fire truck that ignited the blaze was in a collision the day before while it was deployed on the Horry County wildfires. A tanker was also heavily damaged. Jacobs said the fire department will be making use of mutual aid departments until it can get all of its fleet back up and running again. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing throughout our area despite yesterday's badly needed rainfall. Long-term forecasts call for extended drought and active wildfire conditions through June. Columbus County is still rough, around 8 inches below normal for this year. That includes a deficit from 2024. The City of Whiteville is urging residents to avoid any type of outdoor burning. The county is doing the same thing. All burning permits in the city have been canceled. No burn ban has been issued for Columbus County, but if you just don't burn, folks, it's just smarter not to do it at all right now. At Tuesday's Council of State meeting, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler warned that North Carolina, not California, is in higher danger of catastrophic urban impacts by wildfires. That's due to development and the growing population of our state. At the same time, the State Forest Service is short on funding as well as manpower. Troxler noted that the NCFS is suffering from lack of applications due to low pay and sometimes unreliable equipment. Make sure you take note of our special church events section at ColumbusCountyNews.com. We've got several revivals that have come in over the past days. As always, shoot us an email, send us a message, or give us a telephone call with information about your church's special services, as well as a free church listing. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.